Frans Vandenberg is unable to be with us today, unfortunately, and Melanie. Yes, she can't be here either.
But she'll be here by.
Sorry, I haven't had any sleep, so I'm a little bit disjointed. it's really great that you can all be here to honour the accreditees. Accreditation is not given lightly. It's a great honour, and I'm very proud to be part of the class of 2004, and I'm very glad that you can all be here. And I'd like to introduce Dr. Karen Perlman, who is going to host today, so that you don't have to listen to me fall over my feet.
Thank you, Danny, and we will save Danny for last so she can get a little shut-eye after her hard night's work traveling. I've done this a few times, and I love this event, and very often the current president will write to me an email and say, oh, can you do this event, and do you mind, and would you please, and thank you very much, and all this stuff, and I think, why are they thanking me? It is such an honor for me to be able to do this, to be able to talk to these editors who have the knowledge, you know, they're not very old, most of them are younger than I am, but they are our elders in this sense, and I just feel so honored to be able to pay my respects and have this opportunity to talk to them. So the way this works is however we decide it's going to work on the time. The things I recommend that you do as listeners is find a chair and or sit on the floor down here. Please come make yourself comfortable. Grab a drink. Have some questions. If you have some things that you'd like to say or some questions, you know, just give me a sign. I'll try to catch it out of the corner of my eye and feed it into the conversation. So try to make it informal. Editors don't really talk that much. And one of the reasons that I tend to get asked to do these things is that I'm kind of talk a lot. But it's helpful to all of us to feel like it's just a conversation. It's not that big a deal. So anything that you want to do in terms of sitting down, relaxing, drinking, talking, that's really welcomed and enjoyed. As Danny said, Frans Vandenberg can't be here today, and he has sent a short statement of, you know, sort of what he'd like to say in this context. And the thing about Frans, most of you I'm sure know him, is he is an incredible source of wisdom, and he is also not a small man in any sense of the word. He's not a small presence, and he's not a particularly petite person. He has this fantastic resonant voice that speaks with years of rich experience that I can't possibly imitate. So my apologies for that, but I am going to read his words, which bring across some of his wisdom and insight. So Frans writes, "Sorry I can't be with you today. Illness in my family prevents this. 10 years ago, I was fortunate to be awarded ASE accreditation in the class of 2004. I'm still very proud and happy to have earned such an accolade and to have been acknowledged in this way, and to be in the company of such esteemed classmates as Nicholas, Alexandra, Andrea, Melanie, Fiona, Danny, and Kim. Hats off to all of you. A lot has changed in that decade for all of us in the Australian Editors Guild, and many of these people I still count amongst my closest friends. One has even become la presidenta of the ASE. But spending time in a hospital environment at the moment, I'm intensely reminded of change and time. Time, like editing, can contain many things simultaneously. Beginnings, endings, many things amaze. Normally gaseous oxygen can be delivered as a liquid in a bottle, etc., etc. Editing, to me, is like those oxygen bottles. They can sustain the apparent contradictions therein. Precious and essential. In the 10 years since 2004, there's been many changes in editing, good and, yes, some bad. I don't dwell on the technical advances made in that time. In the 30 years between 1974, when I guess I first encountered film editing, and 2004, there were also many technical innovations, but nothing as radical as the last 10 years. But there is one thing that is consistent in those 40 years, and it is still time. The best use of it for me is to strive for some sense of excellence, both in editing and hopefully life. Never easy. And where does one draw the line between the two? Is there one? A line between editing and life? Over to you, AS seniors. I'm sure my fellow classmates are still involved in this quest. Certainly their prodigious, diverse, and applauded output attest to this. They, like other friends and colleagues, plus the equally talented and exciting new editors I've had the opportunity to mentor and good fortune of working with in the last few years, seem to still be wrestling with this apparent set of opposites. The dichotomy of how best to deal with the tyranny that time can be in order to achieve the best outcome. Personally, I feel like whatever tools you use, however you achieve that excellent outcome in editing and life, is to reference the now famous adage, to search for the best bits first. For me, that process indicates intention. Yes, that may require time, but it's still how you choose to use what you have. We all know that sometimes happy accidents occur when we try to cut out the bad bits first, and that can be a lot of fun, but why sit back and wait? Happy hunting. And here's to the future. Those dreams matter as much as those out of the past. And he closes saying, thanks for listening, and I wish I was there. Salute, cheers, and here's mud in your eyes. Thank you, Todd.